You know, you can look at one thing, one object, one event from different perspectives, and the perspective you see it from, it changes how you see it totally. Let me invite you just to think for a moment to illustrate. You know, imagine you are at home. Imagine there's a party, okay? You're in a room, you're with family, you're with friends, there's food, there's talking, there's conversation, you're having a great time. And you look at a window. By the way, it's night. It's dark outside. That's important. You look at a window, and that window, to you, it looks like blackness. There's nothing there. And you've experienced this, right? You're inside, you're outside, it's dark, you see nothing, okay? Take a different perspective. If you're standing out in the dark, out in the night, and you look at that same window, you don't see blackness, you see a party, you see light, you see warmth, you see conversation. Maybe depending on how hungry you are, you can even taste the food that they're eating inside. And your perspective changes how you see that window. And it's the same way with so many different events in our life. Because tonight, as we come to this place, we are coming with one perspective, and we're coming with an earthly perspective. We're coming with a perspective that says we have lost a dear friend, we have lost a husband, we have lost a father, we have lost a pastor who meant so much to us in many ways, and that perspective is one of sadness. It's grief. It's a feeling like there's a loss there because his presence is not with us. You're missing his humor. Perhaps looking at his work and wondering if it's left undone. And from this perspective, this earthly perspective, death is it's like a robber. It takes our loved ones away from us. We come with an earthly perspective tonight, but as I said, you can look at something and your attitude, the way you see it changes depending on where you look at it from. And so we come here tonight, we come with that earthly perspective, but we come in order to gain a new perspective, to understand that death is not the only thing that has happened here. We come to gain a perspective that says that the end of this life is not the end of life. We get a heavenly perspective, and in our scripture reading, we read from the book of Revelation, chapter 7. And, you know, if you know the book of Revelation, it can be a very difficult book sometimes. It's one of the two books in the Bible that's really easy to find because it's the last one. The other is Genesis, the first one. Revelation is that kind of scary book. You might know it that way because it's the one with the dragon and the apocalypse. The world ends several times in the book of Revelation, if you didn't know that. And you know, there's some places in the book of Revelation, though, that are crystal clear, and it is perfectly apparent to everyone what is going on here, and Revelation chapter 7 is one of those chapters, this portion of chapter 7. This is John, the apostle. He has this vision of what heaven is like. He's kind of being led through and seeing vision after vision, and what we see here is, this is kind of like, what's going on in heaven? And so John describes this. He says, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, every tribe, every people and language, standing before the throne, and that's the throne of God, and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And if there was a passage to describe Pastor Dave's ministry here, you know, this came to my mind. First of all, you all have the benefit of having known him well. It's kind of a different thing for me to come because I did not know Pastor Dave. When Pastor Dave was here, he didn't need me. And I'm okay with that. I'm very thankful, by the way, for the ministry that Pastor Dave has had here as we listen to these stories. And like I say, I know there's other stories because many of you have also told me those stories. And man, it's good to be able to follow someone who had it right. But there's this gathering of people from all over the world. You know, the UN has nothing on this group. And not only is it multicultural, multilingual, multi-ethnic, multi-racial, and multi-everything else you can think of, it's huge. There's more than we can even count, more than anyone could count. And so John, in the vision, he says, so who are these people? We've got some hints, but he asks, he speaks to this elder who's kind of one of the ones who's guiding him along the way. And they have a back and forth, and the elder says, he says, well, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And these people, he says, they've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. I mean, that is Jesus. That is saying that Jesus is their Lord. He has died on the cross and rose again. And it's Jesus' blood, it's Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that made it possible for these people to be here today. And these people have, well, we'll get there. These people have died, though. They've come out of the great tribulation. Now, that tribulation word, you may have heard of it. That's actually not a complicated word. It just means troubles. And the great tribulation is not, I really hate to go against some of these books we read, but it's not like this thing at the end of the world where we're going to have everyone disappears and then who knows what happens and things are especially bad. The tribulation is now. And I don't think I need to convince you of that because we're here. Sorry. And our friend and our pastor has died. And what is trouble if not that? These people have come out of that. And they've come out of it the same way the pastor Dave did. They also have died, but they've died in Christ. And so they have washed their clothes in the blood of the Lamb, and they're with their God. And this is just such a cool picture. If I keep talking, I'll get better. This is just such a cool picture of what it's like when, wow, all this junk in our lives is no more. Not only is death not a concern for these people, but also illness and injury and cancer and sickness and everything that comes along with it. Everything that comes along with life. Hurting relationships, hurting bodies, hurting minds, hurting spirits. These people have been made new. And what a beautiful picture it is through Jesus, because their God would do that for them. When their sins and their sinfulness had invited all this junk upon them, and we know our sins and our sinfulness has invited all this junk upon us, their God rescued them through his son, Jesus. So that's who these people are. And like I said, this is a heavenly perspective, and the heavenly perspective doesn't end here because the heavenly perspective doesn't end until we see things all the way to the end. And so there's this beautiful passage that describes who they are and what they are like now at rest in heaven with their Lord, and also what things are like in the new creation on that last day when Jesus promises to come back once again and make everything new. Wow, they're before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne, that is God. He will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. We got a few tears here. Sorry. Again. That's the heavenly perspective, though, is that this is not the end. Pastor Dave knows that. He's there already. And that change in perspective changes how you see everything. And so we gather tonight, and we are sad, by the way. It's not bad to be sad. It's not bad to grieve, because death is an enemy. Death takes our loved ones from us. But we know that Jesus has overcome death, and we know that death doesn't have the final word. And so we can grieve, but we grieve with hope, because we know that our Lord has gone before us. And that is the perspective, hopefully, we leave with. Pastor Mackey, he knew that perspective, and he invited people into it all the time. And let me just say, if you're some, I said earlier, there's different stories here. If your story is Pastor Dave invited me to know Jesus, and he told me who he was, I am so glad for you. That is awesome. If your story is he did some good for me, and I'm here because I want to remember him, but I'm not so sure about all this stuff that he's talking about, I want to say, it is not hard to know Jesus. He's done this work for you, and he's here for you. He will give you his gifts, and he will rescue you just like he has rescued all of us, and it is the simplest thing ever. We just got to believe. I would love to talk to you more about that, by the way. So please find me. now or later, call me anything, and I would love to talk to you more about that. If you say, hey man, that sounds good, but I'm not so sure about this or that or the other thing, I would love to talk to you too. Because, you know, Pastor Dave, he met people where they were at. And that's whether we're talking about their homes or also where they're at with faith, with life, what they're thinking about, whether they're afraid of being rejected, whether they felt like, oh, there's something intellectually that means I can't believe. You know, he met you. And I can only hope that I can meet you there as well as he did. So I would love to talk to you about that, because this heavenly perspective sounds pretty good to me right now. And this change in perspective makes all the difference. Amen. Let's stand.